come back. I'm William Nichols, and I'd like to personally invite you to our new location and experience for yourself the difference at Scores Jewelers.
So here's what happens during the break. Walt Tiptoe Road Rage, live from Twin Peaks. We're continuing the same conversation and gaining no traction whatsoever with producer Ramona back in the studio. So I said, let's just stop it and let's just finish the conversation on there. So I want to just revisit for a moment, Ramona, what you already told me in relation to it. Since I'm not looking at it, all right, I don't have it in front of me. So I'm relying on you to be my eyes and to be able to figure out how the numbers mesh and add up at the end. So you told me that I needed another guy, and that's why you put the two Wake Forest players on different lists. That you said that I had 34, and that's why you put the two Wake Forest players on separate lines, so that I would get to 35. Now that you've combined the two guys again onto one line, in other words, you're condensing the list now. Now you're telling me that I have 36.
Well, no, if you don't want Cole McDonald on there, you don't.
I want to know how the rest of it adds up in your mind. How can the things that you just told me be simultaneously true? How can I be...
I don't know, Walt. I'm just changing the list around.
I know. You're putting two Wake Forest quarterbacks on different lines.
Yeah, you said, I want to change my list to 35. I added three players and took away one, and when I put the list together, numbers next to each one, that's what made up 35.
No, you said... Okay. Here's what we're going to do, Ramona. Here's what we're going to do, because there is zero chance I can explain this to you. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to start over from 35 just to ascertain who is at 35. Let me ask you this question. Here's all I want to know for the moment. Are the two Wake Forest quarterbacks now on one line with a slash between them? Because it's an or. We don't know. Forget the slash if that's confusing to you. Put the word
it's
or
not.
Between them. Put the word or between them. They are on one line, just like I had them to begin with.
Go ahead. You can talk.
Okay. If they are on one line, how many do I have on the list if Cole McDonald is not a part of it?
You need another guy.
Okay. Then Cole McDonald is 35.
I understood that already.
Even though you just told me during the break that I have 36 on the list now. Tell me I have 36 on the list now?
If you told me to add Cole McDonald... So I did.
I told you to add Cole McDonald when you told me prior to going to break that I had 34. Without Cole McDonald, Ramona, how many people are on the list? If the two Wake guys are on one line.
You need Cole McDonald. I've told you that three times.
Oh, good grief. Okay. No, you did. You spent the whole break telling me I had 36.
Who does Cole McDonald play for again?
Hawaii.
Thank you.
All right. Cole McDonald is 35.
if you had a normal list and didn't have two people
is
on one
Cole
line,
McDonald
we wouldn't have had this
at
conversation.
35. This is Abbott and Costello. Who's on first? Is Cole McDonald 35?
I haven't put him there yet, but yes, that's where he'll be when we're done.
I want to be done now. Cole McDonald, 35. Who's 34?
That would make Jacob Eason 34.
Okay. So far, so good. Who's 33?
That would make Jaywan Pass 33.
Good. I'm glad Jaywan is still on the list. I had a feeling he might have vanished. 32.
No. 32 would be Nathan Rourke.
Just out of curiosity, where are the Wake Forest quarterbacks?
I have them at 32 right now, but I have to fix the list.
Oh, my God. Did you
I
just,
can't run the board and fix the list, too.
Wait
I'm
a
doing
minute.
The best I can.
Did you just not tell me that Nathan Rourke was 32?
He is. That would make
then
Sam
how can the Wake Forest quarterbacks
and Jamie Newman down to 31 is how it goes.
Okay, so the Wake Forest quarterbacks are at 31.
Yeah.
Dare I ask?
I think who was, I have to fix the list.
Dare I ask who was previously at 31?
I don't know. I got it mixed up now.
Oh, that's a shock.
Well, yeah, it is a shock. We're doing a live show. I'm trying to produce a show, and
stunned.
I'm trying to change a list, and you won't keep straight.
Oh,
so, yeah, that's shock.
Ramona, all we need to know is with is if you add Cole McDonald, does that give you 35 or does it give you 36? That's it. That's all we need to know. The rest of it is self-explanatory.
Well...
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. You figure that out later, okay? Okay. We're gonna for purposes of this exercise, because the show ends at 6:40. We're going to go to number 30.
All I want to do the next guy after Sam Hartman and Jamie Newman is Stephen Buckshot Calvert.
All right, John, you want to try that?
Who does he play for?
All right.
I don't know who Buckshot plays for.
All right, Stephen Buckshot Calvert is the Liberty quarterback. By the season's end, he might be higher than this. I really liked Liberty as an underdog last year when he was healthy, and he is a 6'2", dual threat, arrogant quarterback at Liberty. He believes that he can lead Liberty to wins over basically anybody. And he has mobility, he has a decent arm, he is very accurate, and he throws with fairly astounding touch. Stephen Buckshot Calvert, number 30 for the time being. 29 then, Ramona.
The next one is Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow, LSU quarterback, 29. Thoughts, John?
I think he's a solid quarterback. He's good in the confines of their system. There's nothing that he does that wows me. Then again, I don't think I've ever seen an LSU quarterback wow me.
Yeah.
But I think he's a solid quarterback with what they're trying to do within that offense.
Yeah, I think he got better and better all year. And again, he was relatively new to that offense. I think he wound up throwing for about 3,000 yards, 29 something, and it was sort of a learning process. He's also a decent athlete. He can run, make some plays with his legs, and he did. And some of the plays he made with his legs were instrumental in LSU winning a couple games. So Burrow makes the list. I think he's getting better. I think he's getting better. And by season's end, especially if LSU has the type of season that they think they can, he could be a guy who moves up the hierarchy. All right. 28, Ramona, or whatever number we're on.
Brian Lewerke.
John?
I thought, I remember you and I talked a lot last August and last summer about all the promise that Lewerke was going to show last season. I thought that him and the program as a whole had a very disappointing season at Michigan State. But I think from a talent standpoint, Lewerke is very talented. He's a big kid. He's got a strong arm. He has some mobility. I think there's an NFL future in line for Brian Lewerke. But he definitely needs to improve this next season in order to make those things happen.
Right. If he gets his act together. Yeah. He was maybe the most disappointing player to me in America. Now, I will say this. Almost all of his supporting cast were injured. His receivers were all injured or lost, and that certainly impacted his performance. But he's got to be better than he was last year. Off the last six games from the prior year, there was reason to really be optimistic about Lewerke coming into last season, and he just didn't attain any of that. So for me, I had to bump him way down for that reason. What do you have next, Ramona?
James Blackman is at 27.
All right, John, go ahead.
Well, he needs to have a good year for Florida State's sake. He's obviously, we know he's not a big guy. He's a little taller, but he's not a thick guy. So I think durability could be a question mark for him. But he has a lot of talent. He has some arm talent, and I think in year two of Willie Taggart's system, with better offensive line play, because anything could be better than what they've had there, I think he could have a solid season for Florida State and begin to turn this thing around for him. But, it's going to be a difficult
one. Well, the key is it's not Willie Taggart's system anymore. It's Kendall Briles' system.
Right, right.
And that's why I like Blackman. This positioning of Blackman is as much about Kendall Briles as it is about Blackman.
Okay, I see that.
It's about what Kendall Briles will turn Blackman into, because he's done this with quarterbacks anywhere he's been. So I have expectations for Blackman this year. And by the way, I don't dislike Blackman. I think Blackman showed some toughness when he was thrown into that hideous mix behind Alec Eberle and company a couple years ago. And he has some ability. And again, I think Kendall Briles will allow that ability to flourish. So I expect massive improvements out of Blackman this year. Go ahead, Ramona.
The next one is Peyton Ramsey.
I'm drawing a blank on who Peyton Ramsey is off the top of my head right now.
That's understandable. He's the quarterback at Indiana.
Ah, that explains it.
There's a lot to like about Ramsey. He's pretty gifted. He looks like a pro quarterback, in all honesty. He's pretty athletic, good arm, big kid, strong. There's a lot to like about Peyton Ramsey. He comes off a really good year that was done in relative anonymity. I think he threw for 3,800 yards. So I like Ramsey quite a bit. I think by season's end, he might be higher.
Mason Fine.
Yeah. And what number is he?
25.
I mean, allegedly, in theory.
25.
John, you going to take Mason Fine?
If you could tell me the school that he plays at, I'll be able to remember it.
North Texas. Mason Fine.
Yeah, no, they had a – he put up a lot of big numbers down there, yeah. South Luttrell's offense. He's got the ability to, like I just said, put up a bunch of numbers and a lot of stats, and especially down at that level of play, he certainly can. And Seth Luttrell's, coming from North Carolina as the offensive coordinator, he's put together a nice little program down there, and – there's no reason to think that he couldn't have built on his success from last year.
Well, again, Fine was injured last year, and that sort of changed who North Texas was. But, the prior couple of years, he had thrown for, over 4,000 yards each year. And he's sort of like the west of the Mississippi version of Mackenzie Milton. Not quite as good as Milton, not quite as magic as Milton, but along that type of line.
Okay.
He's a 6-foot guy at most. I don't think he has a future at the pro level. Doesn't have the arm strength for it. But at the collegiate level, he's really, really good. Really, really good. Go ahead, Ramona.
Bryce Perkins.
I like Bryce Perkins a lot. I think he could be probably the best Virginia quarterback since Matt Schaub. He's got some arm talent. He's got a lot of toughness and mobility that I really like with him. And Bronco Mendenhall, I think, is using him perfectly. I think they used a lot of that short intermediate passing game last year with him.
Yep.
But I think this year they're going to really begin to extend the vertical passing game with him. And I think he could have a type of year that could maybe put him into the running for ACC Player of the Year. The problem is he won't get it with Trevor Lawrence and some of the other people within the league. But I love Bryce Perkins.
Yeah, it's 100% correct in that evaluation, 100%. I don't even need to say anything. I'll just add this, and John touched on this too. There is a toughness to Bryce Perkins that is almost unparalleled in college football. He has an it factor. There's a leadership ability to him, and there's just a will to win. And that's what led Virginia last year to their success, to their win over South Carolina in the bowl game. And quite honestly, I think that what it will mean is that my expectation going into the year is that Virginia is probably going to win the Coastal. Before we get a break, let me tell you about Harry's. Look, what I love most about a Harry's shave is the flexible soft hinge. It glides across the contours of your face. There are never any cuts or burns. That is a Harry's shave. There's nothing like it in the industry. You can join the 10 million of Always Tried Harry's to get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Go to harrys.com, use promo code WALT. Harry's founders were tired of paying up for razors that were overpriced and over-designed. They knew a great shave didn't come from gimmicks like vibrating heads, flex balls, razors that played music, none of that stuff. They knew there was a better way. They bought the German factory that ground the sharpest steel. And the rest, as they say, is history. This is Harry's. For a limited time only, Harry's is a special offer for listeners of my show. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code WALL at harrys.com. This means you get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code WALT at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com, use code WALT at checkout to claim your offer. Let them know I sent you. That's how this deal works. WALT tip to the road rage. Quick break.
Have you ever looked at your carpet after a cleaning and thought, man, what is that gunk and residue they left behind? Do you worry about the harsh chemicals that cleaning companies use that could harm your loved ones? Well, worry no more. Zero Res is the standout carpet cleaner brand you can count on. Their patented no-residue cleaning system leaves no man behind on your beautiful home. Call today at 864-588-7300. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Electric City Crane Service, here to service any and all of your commercial and residential crane needs. Trust the local pros with over 50 years of experience in steel erection, roof trusses, and material lifts. Electric City Crane Service can also set new AC units and move or relocate hefty equipment in a safe and efficient manner. Ready to help you in every step of the way? Leave it to the certified professionals at Electric City Crane Service. Call 225-5351 today, 225-5351. Go Tigers!
Granger Nissan of Anderson is the home of the lifetime warranty. At Granger Nissan, we are all about family, so we are looking for a play ball kid for every Clemson weekend home game. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson to register your kid. You don't have to do anything, and nobody's going to pressure you into buying a car. Simply come by and register your kid to stand at home plate and shout play ball. You'll get 4 tickets to the game, and your family and your kid will get an experience they will always remember. Granger Nissan of Anderson, proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
We want Pretzel Crust. We want Pretzel Crust.
Pretzel Crust fans, rejoice because it's back. Yeah. By popular demand, Little Caesar's large, soft pretzel crust pizza featuring a creamy cheddar cheese sauce, pepperoni, and a 4-cheese blend surrounded by a delicious salted soft pretzel crust for just $6. Hot and ready every day between 4 and 8 and only $6 from the home of Pretzel Crust Pizza, Little Caesar's.
Pizza, pizza at participating locations plus tax.
This is Clay, owner of Easley Lawn and Garden, and your local Husqvarna dealer. Now is the ideal time to get your Husqvarna riders, mowers, trimmers, and blowers in for preseason maintenance. While you're at it, ask about liquidation programs on last year's Husqvarna equipment, as well as upcoming deals on the new line of homeowner and commercial Husqvarna riders, mowers, trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws. Thanks to you, Easley Lawn & Garden had its best year ever last year. As your local Husqvarna dealer, I, along with my family and staff, look forward to taking care of you for years to come. Take advantage of 0% financing while available with approved credit. See the entire lineup of Husqvarna products available at Easley Lawn & Garden. Husqvarna and Easley Lawn & Garden, a part of the local community for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley, online at easleylawn.com.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
No one's better than Walt Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Think of it as a cleansing of the mind.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
One,
to the Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar, live from Twin Peaks. Come on out and see us this afternoon, this evening, before we get going here. And by the way, I know it's been really nice out, warm out today, but it's going to turn into a venison chili evening. And the venison chili, have you tried the venison chili yet?
I have not. I've been too busy eating turkey burgers.
Do you eat chili?
Yes.
You have to, I swear, you have to try the venison chili. It is the best chili. This, I forget what it was, Seminole Ted. Somebody was out here one night who had won, entered chili contest.
It was Ted.
It was Ted?
Yeah.
And he was saying that this is the best chili he's ever had, and it is. It's just, it's incredible. It really is. And it's just the right degree of, like, spicy hot, too. It's not, like, overwhelming, but there is some kick to it. I mean, it's absolutely unbelievable. Come out and try it tonight. The food here at Twin Peaks is incredible. It's the biggest shock of the whole deal. They're, honestly, I don't think there's a place like this. I really don't. I don't think there's a place like this. The places like this, the food sucks. There's nobody like Twin Peaks. Come on out and enjoy it. Hey, let me tell you about what Taj is going on and what with all the gang at Leighton Coverage, Steve Mudge, Bostic Brothers. I mean, all the big names in Clemson behind Lakeside Lodge. You know, Ramona, Taj was at the station the other day. He came in and hung out with us a while. And apparently he cut a new spot. And I heard that spot today. And I don't want to say dire, but... the spot sounded very much to me. You know how I've been saying, I don't know what the exact number is. Taj made it sound like there are just a few left. Now, I think there's some choice units in every size left, a studio, two-bedroom, and three-bedroom. And, John, you said you drove by it the other day. It's incredible, right?
Yeah, they seem to have a lot of the exterior structure in place, and the place is just massive. It looks great.
And it has it all. I mean, you know, if someone wanted to, you could basically never leave the Lakeside Lodge complex because it's self-contained. restaurant, lobby bar, food service, pool and hot tub, walking pass, fire pit, meeting space, fitness facilities, 50-yard football field, perfect for Andy Dalton.
Or J.T. Barrett.
Or J.T. Barrett. Or Andrew Locke. Expansive outdoor area. Because I think the longest throw in the air all year was 50 yards. Expansive Perfect. Outdoor area for tailgating on games. He's right. If he's at the one-yard line, he couldn't reach the opposite end zone, but he could just get it there.
T.Y. Hilton could get it across the goal line if he got it that far.
That's right. This is all at Lakeside Lodge. And you know, here's one of my favorite things. Modified hotel services like housekeeping and maintenance. So you can mess it up and not clean it up. I have lived all my life for you can mess it up and not clean it up. All my life. That is like my ultimate goal. And it can all be yours at Lakeside Lodge. So go see Taj. He's leading the Lakeside Lodge Clemson sales effort. 906 Tiger Boulevard, right next to Ruby Tuesday. I promise you will thank me later. All right, Ramona, we need to pick up the pace on this because I didn't even plan on doing this. All I wanted to go over was the end, but John hadn't seen or heard any of the lists. So we're running through this quickly again. And then I want to get to some NFL draft conversation as well. All right, Ramona.
After Bryce Perkins, you have Kellen Mond.
Be before Bryce Perkins. But, yeah, the same deal. All right, so Kellen Mond is what number? Any chance we know?
23,
Kellen Mond. John?
I like Kellen Mond. I think he's a good fit for what Jimbo Fisher wants to do offensively. Obviously, we all saw in the Clemson game, he had probably his best game of the whole season. So there is a lot of upside to him. He can make a lot of big plays, and I think he does exactly what Jimbo Fisher wants his quarterbacks to do. He has some mobility. He is athletic and does have quite a bit of arm talent as well.
He's very reminiscent of Colin Kaepernick to me. I even think he looks like him. He's not quite as big and not quite as top-end speed, but he's like a mini Colin Kaepernick in terms of who he is, his athleticism, his arm talent, these type of things. He's still sort of a wild child as a quarterback. I think he had 200-300-yard passing games in the year, and they were against the two schools in the state.
Yes, they were, yeah.
Curiously enough. But I would expect him to progress in year two running that offense. So I would think you'd get a better version of Kellen Mond. And I also think they have some talent at receiver.
Yes.
Ramona?
22 is Brock Purdy.
Go ahead, John.
Brock Purdy plays for
Iowa State.
Iowa State. Yeah, I think he's another guy. You know, I feel like I'm a broken record here sometimes saying this, but I think he fits exactly what Matt Campbell wants his quarterbacks to do. He has some toughness. He has some arm talent, and I think he is the type of quarterback that could have Iowa State not only upsetting some people, but could make a play to play in that Big 12 championship.
There's a lot to like about yes. Purdy. He's a really tough kid. He's a winner. He instantly energized that program when he took it over. He has ability as a runner and a thrower. Probably has a better arm than Ellinger. And there are certain similarities between Purdy and Ellinger. In fact, I'm not really comfortable with the gap I have between those two players because I think fundamentally they're pretty similar. And Purdy does some things better than Ellinger does. But it's some of the same intangibles. There's a lot to like in Brock Purdy as an on-field leader. Ramona.
The next one is Steven Montez.
That's not being in football season right now.
Colorado,
thank you.
I'm sorry.
No. That's on me. I should know these. As a college football fan, I should know who these quarterbacks are, where they play. I didn't watch a ton of Colorado last year, so I'm not entirely sure of like a full breakdown. I do remember him. I think the more of I remember what his play was, more of the play of LaVisca Chenault. Than it was actually his.
Well, I mean, I think it was both those guys. I mean, I think as we reached the sort of the midpoint of the season, both guys were starting to be discussed with some, you know, soft Heisman whispers. Mm-hmm. More Chenault than Montez, but Montez is a 6'5", 235, 40-pound, probably 40-pound quarterback with really unique athleticism and a pretty good arm. There's a lot to like about Montez. That season fell apart in the second half of last year. When he lost Chenault, the season fell apart for Colorado.
for everybody, for the coaching staff, for everybody. So yeah. We'll see what he does this year. Go ahead, Ramona.
Let's see. Hunter Johnson is 20.
I do know who Hunter Johnson is, and I know where he plays. He's the quarterback now, eligible at Northwestern. We obviously all saw him at Clemson. He's got a lot of arm talent. You know, he's a five-star quarterback for a reason. I think he has a lot of the intangibles, has some mobility, and I think within Fitzgerald's system, I think Hunter Johnson could play his way into being in contention for Big Ten Offensive Player of the Year.
Well, Hunter Johnson was asked in an interview about the Clemson situation and answered by responding that he thinks he would have beaten out Trevor Lawrence had he stayed. But that, again, if you really believe that, then why didn't you stay? Now, he's a quiet kid. He doesn't say much. He was very complimentary about Clemson, extremely complimentary, and basically said he'll always consider himself a Clemson Tiger, that kind of stuff. And look, Northwestern really likes him. I think he's a good fit. He's going to allow them to bring back some of the stuff they want to be able to do with a dual threat quarterback. And he reminded people that he runs a 4.6. And I think that I think he's going to be a very good player. I was really tempted to put him higher than this, but given it's a new system, it's year one, I couldn't do it. But I would not be surprised at season's end if he winds up being higher than this. I think he's a really good fit for what they want to do. What do you have, Ramon?
The next one is Jake Bentley in South Carolina.
I think we all kind of know at this point who Jake Bentley is. He had a great game against Clemson, but then there is also a lot of games where they're just duds. He doesn't, do a whole lot of good things. So I think when Jake Bentley is at his best, he is a very good football player. But when he's not at his best, he's serviceable at best. So I think another year in this system, his fourth year there, it's his chance to. This needs to be his best year for his pro future. But I think Jake Bentley does have some talent and some upside.
And to keep his job.
Well, yeah, and to keep his job, because the first time in his whole career, he has competition in that room.
Yeah.
And Helinski's breathing right behind him, and I think for the first time that Will Muschamp has been in South Carolina, the backup quarterback is actually going to play a little bit.
Well, look, I think John is right. When you saw Bentley at his best, he looked big time. He looked big time against Clemson. I've always said he'll make some throws within every game that you say, that's an NFL throw. It's an NFL caliber throw. The problem is they'll make five that aren't. And he needs to tighten it up. His receivers need to do a better job. They can't drop a million passes on him. I think he did improve last year, but I still think the consistency issue. He needs to be good from game to game to game, and he is still lacking that element. That's why he's where he is. If he could have strung together more consistent performances, then I would have him higher than this. But I need to see that before I just anoint him consistent. Go ahead, Ramona.
18 is Ian Book at Notre Dame.
I like Ian Book. He was definitely the upgrade when they made the switch over from Wimbush. He's got some ability. He's got some moxie. He's got a good bit of arm talent. Brian Kelly, his system is usually fairly quarterback friendly, and he proved to be very well in it. And I could see him, building off of his year next year. I'm not saying I'm willing to put Notre Dame in the playoff again, but I think from an offensive standpoint of what he can do, I don't see there being too much of a drop off.
Yeah, I think the legend of Ian Book was a little bit overstated. I had people writing me, Notre Dame fans, comparing him to Drew Brees. He is not Drew Brees. I think he's a nice, tough, little competitive college quarterback who made Notre Dame better, and that's where he is on the list. Ramona.
Number 17 is Spencer Rattler at Oklahoma.
Wow. Tried to see Spencer Rattler here without seeing him play, but watching that Army All-American game and seeing some of his tape, there's no reason to think that he's going to take that job from Jalen Hurts quickly, and in time he'll be probably the next Oklahoma quarterback to win a Heisman Trophy. He's electric, he's got a lot of arm talent, and in that system he's just going to put up ridiculous numbers when it's his time.
Yeah, my questions about Rattler
relate directly to his maturity or lack thereof. He was suspended for his last year in high school.
Oh, well, I didn't even
we
know
still
that.
Don't
wow.
really know why. He's not going to be in early, so he won't have that advantage. And this is why they had to make a move on Jalen Hurts. And Jalen Hurts is a big, strong kid who would improve his numbers dramatically in this offense. And we're going to learn something about Spencer Rattler's maturity. If he's mature enough to handle the job, he's eventually going to take it from Hurts this year because he's just better. He's just a much more talented individual. I mean, Rattler on film is Baker Mayfield 2.0. He's the same exact guy. He also carries some of the same exact what people saw as negatives. So if you channel that stuff right, then it's leadership.
Yes.
If you don't channel it right, it's immaturity.
It's funny how the word that line is there, right?
That's right. Yeah. And so that's what we'll need to say. I thought about including a slash here like I did with Wake Forest, but I elected not to, in part because I just don't believe in Jalen Hurts as a quarterback. Now, just to clarify, do I think Jalen Hurts could throw for 3,300 yards in this offense? Yeah, I do. He still can't play, but he could be able to do that and give them some running as well. It's just you're not going to win anything. You're not winning a national championship with Jalen Hurts at quarterback. All right, go ahead, Ramona. Next.
The next one is Ben Hicks.
Ben Hicks, the former SMU quarterback now at Arkansas. I think we talked about him a couple weeks ago.
We did.
That there is an NFL arm there. There's some NFL talent there. It's just, can he hone it all in? Can he get it all together? And that's kind of the point I made to you a couple weeks ago, that I think that he is a great fit at Arkansas because Chad Morris got him to do it once. And I think that Chad Morris is the coach to be able to get him to do it again. And I think he's going to be the reason that Chad Morris is able to stay at Arkansas for a while, because I think they are going to have a success year. We saw what they were able to do with little to no talent offensively against Alabama last year. Arkansas had some success, and I think with him in there at quarterback, they'll be able to have more success as an offense this year. And
yeah, again, it goes right to his maturity or lack thereof. He has had issues of maturity. And if he has solved those issues as an older player now, which he should have by now, then and which apparently Jed Morris must believe he has by bringing him in again, then that he has NFL talent. Ben Hicks has NFL talent. He has NFL size. He has an NFL arm. When you watch Ben Hicks at his best, this is a guy who can spin the football. He can throw the football. He does not have physical limitations. His question is from the neck up. And my belief is, with Chad Morris at Arkansas, he should be pretty good. All right, we'll take a quick break here. Ron, Clemson basketball, I'll get to you on the other side. We are live at Twin Peaks. Come on out and see us. Before we go to break, let me tell you about the Simmons Mattress Outlet, World of Sleep, in the old Walmart building in Seneca. 13,000 mattresses from which to choose. There's nothing like the Simmons Mattress Outlet, World of Sleep. Stop suffering. Stop waking up with a bad back or a bad neck or any of that stuff. Feel better about yourself. Be more productive. Be more civil. This is the Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep, where every day the mattresses are up to 75% off. In the month of February, which is running out, there are even special sales. Tax refunds are on the way. We know you want to stretch your money as far as you can. At the Simmons Mattress Outlet in Seneca, we can help. You can get a brand new Beautyrest or Serta mattress for everyone in the family with this discounts up to 70% off our everyday low pricing. That's not all. Listen to this. Through February, receive an additional 10 to 15% off select Serta models during our Serta clearance sale. Don't miss out on these deals. 7 days a week, the Simmons Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart building right across from Chick-fil-A. Go see them. You will thank me later. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. Ron, I'll get to your call on the other side. You want to get in, enjoy the conversation. You're welcome to. 654-7627. I'll be back.
This Saturday, the Tigers host our friends from Massachusetts as the Boston College Eagles invade Tigertown in hoops action in Little John. As the Tigers hope to get a home win, as we only have 4 games left before the ACC tournament. Pre-game begins at 11:30 a.m. with a noon first tip right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch every exciting minute on the flagship station for Clemson basketball, 105.5 The Roar.
Are you tired of eating greasy fast food for lunch? Stop in at Carson Steak Warehouse and try their daily lunch specials like cheesy steak quesadillas, delicious bacon cheeseburgers, barbecue sandwiches, and more, all under $8. Also, check out their early bird specials from 3 to 6. Ditch the fast food. Eat fresh at Carson's and Anderson, 150 West Beltline Boulevard in Anderson, besides Tucker's. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Again, that's carsonsteakwarehouse.net.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue. Are you looking for somewhere for the family to enjoy time together over a nice meal or a place for the co-workers to grab a bite? My wife Beth and I have just the place for you. Our restaurant caters to the working lunch, family time, and everything in between. Nothing beats our 8 homemade sauces, made-from-scratch sides, and our low and slow Southern smoked barbecue. Let Tom's Barbecue be your next lunch destination on the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville. And make sure to ask about our catering.
Mickey Baller here for another great offer from Zero Res. Now through March the 3rd, get 3 rooms of carpet clean for only $119. Mention my name and you'll get a hallway for free. Get ahead of the spring cleaning rush. And did you know that Zero Res cleans air ducts? If you're waking up stuffy and notice you'll get more dust more often, maybe it's time to get your air ducts clean. Call for a free estimate, 864-558-7300, or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
The long-awaited 2019 Honda Passport is now at Hendrick Honda Easley. Just a short drive from wherever you are, Hendrick Honda Easley has the Passport in stock and ready for delivery. All redesigned with Honda Sensing Standard. Available in four trims, including all-wheel drive with four drive modes, LED headlights, with tons of options and accessories. Hendrick Honda Easley is your Honda Passport to adventure. Visit ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com. That's ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com.
The month of love is here. If you're not loving your look, maybe it's time to give Urban Nirvana a try. Their professional stylist can make you love looking in the mirror. And guys, if you are looking for the perfect gift for the love of your life, Urban Nirvana has the answer. Log on to urbannirvana.com where you can buy it and print a gift certificate from wherever you are. She'll love it. Salon or spa, there's something to love at Urban Nirvana. Show some love at with Urban Nirvana, MECTI Station, or the shops at Green Ridge, online at urbannirvana.com.
Hey guys, this is Taj Boyle with Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It's been a great year for Tiger football and for Lakeside Lodge. We want to say thank you for welcoming us to the Clemson family. Construction is well underway, and there are a handful of luxury condos remaining. If you haven't gotten yours yet, call us today to schedule a tour or come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard. Trust me, you'll want to be a part of this Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It belongs here, and so do you.
It's Road Rage with Walt Daptula on 105.5 The Roar.
He's disturbing the peace.
Back to Walt and Ramona.
Hey, pretty baby, are you ready for me? Yeah, it's your good rockin' daddy down from Tennessee. I'm just out off and about for San Antonio with a radio blastin' and the bird dog gone.
Walter to the Road Rage, we're to be CCP 105.5 The Roar, live from Twin Peaks. Come see us this afternoon and this evening. Come hang out at the Peaks. Enjoy the incredible food, 28-degree draft beer, beautiful women. It doesn't get better. Let's interrupt our little football list. Let Ron in on Clemson basketball. Ron, how are you?
Good, Walt. How are you making today? Listen,
good, Ron.
Appreciate
you getting in.
Opening up by telling you I really admire you. I admire your talents, your ability, your vocabulary, your memory. You have a lot of wonderful qualities that you display and use on the air, and I enjoy your program and the way you present yourself. And I think many times he's more qualified than a lot of those nerds up there on the ESPN, where probably where you belong.
It's very kind of you, Ron.
You're very talented and in there, an intellectual guy. But you made
I knew there was a but, yeah. Ron. I knew that list was too long for there not to be a but at the end of it.
I think it was before the Louisville game last week. You said, well, if Clemson gets by Louisville, they'll probably go undefeated. Do you want to change that now? I mean, well, they lost to Florida State. They got North Carolina.
Yeah, I never said undefeated. Just to be clear, I never said undefeated because I never thought they were going to beat North Carolina. I never had that game penciled as a win. I did think they were going to beat Florida State.
The way I interpret it, it came across to me that they would win out the rest of the year. I think maybe is what I interpreted. Anyway, not looking good, Walt, along that line, is it?
Well, they're not going to beat Florida State. I know that. I don't think they're going to beat North Carolina, but I do think they are going to win the other four games. I think they'll win the other four
Notre
games.
Notre Dame and Syracuse.
Yeah, I think they'll win those games.
Okay, well, I just had to rib you a little bit.
No, so it's fine.
You were right on the money.
No, nope, that's absolutely fine. Thought, well, I deserve it.
Okay, deserve have a good day, Walt.
Thank you, Ron. No, appreciate the call. No, I mean, look, I thought they would and predicted they would beat Florida State, and I was surprised. I was surprised that at that game, especially because, I had watched the prior game that morning in preparation for the show. I had watched the entire prior game as a condensed version, but I watched the entire prior game that morning. And the Florida State team that Clemson played the other night was not the same team. That Florida State team that I watched 8 games ago was disconnected defensively. There were driving lanes open. Sheldon Mitchell had carte blanche to do what he wanted. That's why Amir Sims was open the entire first half. None of that happened in the game here against Florida State. They were much more connected defensively and did a much better job from a team defensive structure standpoint. So there's that. But, look, the remaining games, I think, are not just winnable with the exception of North Carolina. And, again, I'm not counting that out, just to be clear. I'm not saying Clemson can't win that game. But I think Clemson's going to beat Boston College. I think they're going to beat Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is not a physically mature team. They basically have maturity at one spot. With the game that was played here, Clemson was just men, and Pittsburgh is not. So I cannot see Pittsburgh beating them. I don't care where the game is played. So I think they win those 2 games. I think Clemson's better than Notre Dame. I don't care that it's there. I think Clemson will beat Notre Dame. Wake Forest just beat Notre Dame. And that leaves you with Syracuse. And the reason that I think that Clemson can beat Syracuse is because I think Brad Brunell knows what didn't work the first time. And what didn't work, and I asked him this in an interview afterward, I said, you know, in hindsight, do you wish you had pushed the ball more against Syracuse to beat that zone down the court so you don't allow it to set up? And he indicated that, well, that was part of the plan. It just didn't really come to fruition. So my guess is, and it was a close game anyway, and I'll admit, Syracuse the other night looked pretty scary, but my guess is that Clemson can do that to Syracuse. And I'm not talking about, you know, full-fledged up-tempo all game. What I'm saying is they are too good at what they do to walk it up the court and to let that zone set up, because what they do is what they did to Louisville. They bait you into taking these threes that here's what people do against Syracuse. I'm coming to you guys on the phone lines. Syracuse sets up in their zone, and they have great length in that zone. And so you come down, and you toss it around the perimeter. You soft toss it around the perimeter. Now the shot clock is starting to wind down. You soft toss it a few times, and then one of you thinks you have a nice little three-point shot, and you fire it up. The difference is you are not towed up on the line. That zone extends, and then they challenge with their length, but they are baiting you into taking those shots. And what players don't realize is you're firing those shots and you don't really know where your feet are on the court. And then you look down into your feet and you realize, oh no, I'm not towed up on the line. I'm actually shooting from 25 feet. And that's what Syracuse does to you. They get you to take these shots because you don't see anything else. As you soft toss it around the perimeter, if you're not aggressively breaking down and attacking that zone, then you invariably wind up doing what Louisville did, and they went 5-for-28 from three. This is what Syracuse wants to do to you. It is not, you cannot let them do that to you. The first thing you do is you beat them down the court. That's the best way to beat that zone. That zone is really, really good. It's the best zone the country has been for a million years. The first thing you do is you beat them down the court. You have to get some transition offense against them. Then you have to do a good job of attacking the zone. You can screen the zone. You can back screen the zone. You can use ball reversal. You can drive the gaps of the zone. You attack the sweet spot of the zone. And one of the issues is Clemson does not have an ideal guy to flash to the sweet spot, the middle of that zone. Because that kind of guy is a Dante Grantham kind of player. The ideal kind of player to flash to the sweet spot of his zone is a guy who's 6'8", can turn around, hit that shot, put it on the floor, and pass the ball. You know, what historically was known as triple threat position. Because when you catch that ball, invariably, when you flash to the sweet spot, you are catching the ball with your back to the basket. You're catching it at, like, 12 feet right in the middle of the lane. That's where that sweet spot is. It's just below the foul line. So you catch it, you turn, you either take that shot, you put it on the ground, you attack it, you bounce it, you attack the short corner of the pass. You want a versatile player there who can hit that shot, who can handle the ball, who can pass the ball, and in that spot. Clemson does not have that exact guy. They don't have a guy who really fits that description. So they try multiple things. You're only going to be so successful if you allow that defense to set up in the half court more times than not. Syracuse is winning because that's what they do. So the first thing and most important thing in that game is going to be Clemson has to get some offense. And understand, Syracuse does a really good job getting back on defense, too. So it's not an easy thing. But there were more opportunities in that first game than Clemson capitalized on. So that's going to be a big part of it. Back to the phones. Jim, how are you?
Hey, Walt, I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Appreciate getting in, Jim.
Good. Hey, I want to get your opinion and see if you saw the same thing I did the other night. It seemed kind of like whenever they were playing against Florida State at times that the players were getting a little frustrated, maybe weren't on the same page in a lot of things, especially on defense. Do you think that, I mean, I know it would for me as a player, but all these close losses they had has kind of taken a toll on the team mentally?
I think that you could make that case about that particular game the other night, that losing consecutive games by 1 point and after the NC State game, that for the first time all year, they might have been down a little bit. You know, but at the same time, Jim, in the second half, they fought back and made a game of it and cut it to 7. So they certainly didn't quit either.
So do you think that the team's mental state right now is still pretty positive?
I'm basing it, Jim, on what I've seen from them previously. So I think it is just based on that. There doesn't seem to be any quit in this bunch. They just, you know, they can't get a close win. They've been unable to find a way to win a close game. And that's tough. I mean, it's tough when you never get any payout or reward.
Right. I know, and it's been frustrating to watch as fans. I'm sure you've heard that enough. But to be optimistic, there's still I still see a definite shot to the tournament. I think that I think they need to win for these last five games.
I agree.
And I think they can, and I also think that they probably need to get a win in the first round of the ACC tournament. If they get to 20 wins, I say that they're pretty much almost a lock. What do you think?
Oh yeah, no, I agree with that. And look, it's a soft bubble, so I don't think that's an issue. You know, the one thing I will say is, I think there were two games last night that hurt their case. I've watched both of them. The Florida upset of LSU at LSU, I think, moved Florida into the tournament. And that was a game that Keevon Allen really got off in the second half and had like 20 second half points and drained every three. So I think that hurts a little bit. And then I think the Nevada loss at San Diego against San Diego State helped San Diego State. Nevada is obviously in. So, you know, potentially there were a couple games that went against them, but I don't think it means too much. I think all you need to do is take care of your own business. My belief is you win 4 or 5, and that includes Syracuse, you're in.
Yeah, they need one more. They need another team on their resume as a good win, because right now all they got to hang their hat on is Virginia Tech. And right. I mean, don't get me wrong, they've beaten some other pretty decent teams, but none that pop out to you like, oh, okay, well, this is a tournament team, which I still think they are. I mean, there's four games this year they lost by 2 points or less.
Yeah.
If they win half of those,
yeah,
then they're pretty safe, I feel like, at this point. But that's just, you know, you can't do nothing about it. It's just the way it happened. And,
yep.
I'm going to be optimistic these next couple games. I got to be, because there's a shot, and, you know, can't give up on some basketball.
Exactly. Well done, Jim. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Hey, let me tell you about my friends at Health Dare. Look, Health Dare is not a weight loss program. They are a cellular health company. Their goal is to make you well from the inside out. Your body, if you're overweight, has this nasty, visceral, yellow fat that is clinging to your internal organs and killing you slowly. This is what Health Dare can change. Let me tell you about Chet and Kathy Rowan. They're a sweet older couple in their 60s. They decided to do the Sweetheart Challenge together. They were both sleeping in recliners with CPAP machines, and both took high blood pressure medicine and cholesterol meds. In 30 days, they were both off their CPAP machines and sleeping together again. They're now off their meds. They've each lost over 60 pounds for a combined total of 120. They're so excited to travel together and enjoy their retirement together. 1-877-I-DARE-ME, 1-877-I-DARE-ME. Call it today. Tell them I say it's the way this deal works. I'll be back.
Broadcasting from the Priority One Security Studios, where sports is our priority. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Hunter Haynes here, manager of First Team Sports. We have everything that your child needs to take on the new athletic season. We provide the best sporting goods in the business, including all 2019 bats and gloves. Visit our in-store batting cage to demo bats and gloves to ensure you are getting a custom fit. First Team Sports has the best selection in the upstate with all the brands you love like DeMarini, Easton, Louisville, Rawlings, Under Armour, and Mizuno. Play local, buy local at First Team Sports. Come check us out at 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Get your choice of a 4-piece chicken supreme snack or a 2-piece chicken dinner for $3.99 each. That's a 4-piece supreme snack or a 2-piece dinner, just $3.99 each for a limited time. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Did you know you can spray Lanix on just about anything that needs protection? How about adding a non-slip grip to your axe? Or how about a park bench, a trailer, van life, work truck, motorcycle? Think outside the bed liner and Lanix it.
Call us today at Linex of Anderson.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
See how easy it is to turn your backyard into a fun yard with a custom home pool or vinyl pool from Aqua Pool Care. Imagine relaxing on your tanning ledge, overlooking cascading waterfalls, highlighted by custom LED lighting. Aqua Pool Care offers financing on your new virtually maintenance-free pool.